if you just imagine taking balls and trying to stack them.
And so you have a plane, you have some balls, you try to put them as close as possible together. And when you do that, you get a hexagonal pattern like this. And then to make a three-dimensional structure, you have to put the next layer on top. And you have to put atoms on the next layer. And then if you look in between the atoms on the first layer, there are these triangles pointing down and there are other triangles pointing up. And when you put the first atom down for the second layer, you have to either choose triangles down or triangles up, because they won't fit on both sides. If you put one here, it will block the, if you put one on an upside, it will block the three neighboring downsides. And so you either have to choose to put it in this site B, which is on the downsides, or in a site C, which is on the upsides. And if you stack them in three dimensions where you have them arranged in A, and then you put them on the downsides, on the second level, and on the third level you go back to A and then B and then A and then B like that, you get what's called hexagonal closed pack. And it's a got a hexagonal Rabe lattice, and there are two atoms in the bases, the A and the B. And those A and the B gets repeated on one of these hexagonal Rabe lattices where you've got a hexagon and straight lines down to another hexagon. That's the Rabe lattice. You take A and B and just repeat them like that everywhere. And something with the same packing density is FCC. And this A plane that we see drawn here is this. It's a plane through FCC where I start in this corner, and I come down to here and go through the middle of the face, and there's one in the middle of the face there, and then I go back over to this corner, and it goes through this one on the bottom, and as I go, as I return to the top corner, it goes to the one that's on the middle of the back face, and you get then a triangular pattern like this. So you get this triangular pattern. So to see the triangles, you have to look at a certain way through the crystal. And FCC would be start out with the A packing, and then put one in B, which is on the down-facing triangles, put the third one on C, which would be on the down-facing triangles of B, but over the up-facing triangles of A, and then go back to A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C, like that. And you get the FCC pattern. And it's clear that in both HCP and FCC, there are 12 nearest neighbors. So in the plane, if you look at one of the atoms in the A plane, it's got six around it in the plane, and it's got three touching it from above and three from below. So it's got 12 nearest neighbors, which is the closest you can pack spheres.